VA Mobile.
Access Mobile.
Well, good afternoon. And what are we up to today?
I'm down to Greenwood, South Carolina, to play in a moose lodge this evening.
I'm sorry, I missed. To play what?
Me and me band is going down to the Moose Lodge in Greenwood to go play some music tonight.
Well, so what kind of music, what style are we playing?
With this particular band, it's a lot of country, a little more traditional stuff, country and some very light rock, you know, rockabilly kind of stuff.
Cool. I tell you, I miss playing in the praise band at church. I really miss that, but anywho, it's a beautiful day out here, I tell you, and we had a tennis tournament at the sports club today, and I didn't even sign up for the stupid thing. Oh, me. Well, we have our grandchildren here, so yeah, I want to spend some time with them.
Excellent. Yeah, like I say, I'm heading down here, making a slow roll through town here through Greer. If this knucklehead doesn't get, he's doing 15 miles an hour through town. Come on. My goodness. But jumping down to the highway, going to go down 85 to 385 and on down to Greenwood.
Yeah, on the input, I'm in Taylor's. I'm headed west, though. I'm headed away from you. I'm going to Marco's. I'm going to eat me a early supper, or late lunch.
Sounds good. And you said you got the grandkids with you?
Actually, we're kind of sharing them with our oldest daughter. This is my youngest daughter's kids. So she wanted to see them, so we took them down to Somerville yesterday, and then my wife's on her way to pick them up, so they'll be back about 7. And then we'll have them till tomorrow. Sometime tomorrow is when Mom and Dad get back from their trip to New York City.
Oh boy, are they have their cards and whatnot so they can go in restaurants, or are they vaccinated?
I believe so. They went to a Broadway musical last night or play, and but they love New York. That's where they went on their honeymoon, and I think they go back about every year, and I tell you, I've been one time, and I really wasn't crazy about going, but it was a couple of years ago, but it really wasn't that bad. I kind of enjoyed it, and we stayed on the New Jersey side of the Hudson River and took a ferry over to New York, the hotel was right on the Hudson, and we could see across to New York, and it was just beautiful at night, I tell you. Did all our sightseeing during the day, and you know, just for safety reasons, we didn't feel led to go out over into New York at night.
Oh, New York is pretty safe. You just got to stay away from the Lower East Side and stay out of Harlem. But, you know, right around, like, Midtown and stuff, where Madison Square Garden is and all that kind of stuff, the, you know, the ice skating rink and all that, where they put the tree up, that's pretty secure down there. You don't really get hassled. But, yeah, I grew up on Long Island, so I've been to New York City more times I can shake a stick at. We used to go in during Christmas time and do all the window shopping and see all the displays. And, we went to this store called FAO Schwartz. I don't know if it's probably not there anymore, but they used to have that keyboard that was in the movie Big with Tom Hanks. I actually jumped on that and played it. My gosh, that was back in the 80s, I think. Me and the ex, oh my gosh, a girlfriend back then, we went into Manhattan, and I think it was at that, I can't remember, I think F.A.O. Schwartz is at somewhere near Trump Towers, I can't remember, but that was a fun days.
One of the places we didn't see was Trump Tower. I thought, dang, when we got back to Greenville, it just hit me, you know. I said, we didn't even see Trump Tower, you know. Of course, we didn't see a third of New York. We were there 3 days, and we walked, like, 18 miles, and we took a couple of Ubers, and we were on a bus, and, you know, several buses, tour buses, and so, you know, we did the whole touristy thing, but we did a lot of walking, and ate at a real nice restaurant one night. I don't even remember the name of it, but it was very nice indeed. Don't have anything like it in Greenville. And so I wouldn't mind going back sometime because, you know, because I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the hotel we stayed in. Like I said, the view was just fabulous.
I bet. One of my favorite little hot spots was going over to Guitar Alley over there. I think it was 48th Street, where Manny's Music and all that stuff was on there. A lot of famous guitar players go through those music shops. But you're talking, jeez, I haven't been to those stores in probably over 20 years. 20, 25 years the last time I've been in Manhattan.
Now you're making me sick because I didn't know there was such a place there. I would have definitely gone there. Oh, good Lord. I tell you. Oh, me. Well, we did get to, we went to Nashville, and that was a lot of fun. I went to several music stores there, and of course we went to, I'm a big American Pictures fan, so we went to his store there in Nashville, and that was a lot of fun, and so, but anyway, but, well, we've got several music stores here in Greenville, but, you know, nothing to really jump up and down about, anywho, well, I'm at Marco's here. I'm gonna run in and get my pizza, but I'll be back in a couple of minutes if you're still around. KB4CBA.
Oh yeah, I'll be here for a little bit. I'm driving. Like I said, I got an hour's ride to Greenwood, and you got to let me know besides Guitar Center, what other music stores are around. I know you got Eastside Guitars, but we'll talk when you get back. KB2HXS Mobile, passing the airport.
CBA Mobile.
KB2HXS still here. The old clock on the wall says an hour and 11 minutes to go. Go ahead, sir.
Name's David, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, mine too. I tell you, we just called the order in on the, texted in on the phone, and account set up with them, and then I'll just have to walk in and pick it up and walk out the door. So it's real convenient. And they have a pizza bowl, which is great for people like me that eats low carb, so it doesn't have any crust on it.
Oh, sounds good. Now, what other music stores do we have in town besides Guitar Center? I know we got Guitar Center in Greenville. We got Audio Central over there on Whitehorse Road. And I think there's one in Pleasantburg. I popped in there one day. Are there any other guitar stores I don't know about?
One in Malden, or the Malden area. It's off of Butler Road. And, gosh, I can't think of the name of it. I'd have to do a search, a Google search on my phone. I've been there, but they're more of like a band instrument place, because the reason I went there is because I play one of the instruments I play is oboe, and their reeds are a heck of a lot cheaper than Pecknell. Pecknell's another place. Pecknell's been around forever. They're on 291 across from Bob Janis University, but and they have guitars, and they do a lot of work with the schools and the band program. You know, they do repairs to instruments, and of course that other place in Malden does repairs too. But anyway, and then there used to be one on Woodruff Road, right after you cross 385, headed south on the left there. I think it was in that same little area where Northern Hydraulic is. I'm pretty sure that store's still there. I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, guitars, if I'm not mistaken. I've been in there one time. He's very expensive. He's got some of those hand-wired amps in there. Very expensive.
Contact. Dave, I forgot your call, and the other Dave, I just heard him in there. The one in Malden is Phil's Music. Phil Lister owns it, and I took guitar lessons from him for about 15 years, and then he got a divorce, and I can't think of which country music star it was he married, but he had a shop in Greer on Buckham Road. He closed it down, but he kept the one in Malden open, and now he's got a big music shop up in Nashville. But the one in Malden is Phil's Music, K4OIM.
Let me see if I got it. Yeah, I appreciate that very much. Name here is Dave. Calls are KB2HXS. And yeah, it was a New York call, but I live here now.
QO4 Oscar India Mike. Let me invite you to join in on the 9 o'clock net every night on this frequency. Different net control station each night, and I am the net control station for Tuesday night, and we need some more Daves to check in.
I'll see what I can do.
They must get extra points for Dave.
Do I have to say it? Do I have to say it?
4OIM. I gotta back out of here. I'm out there trying to raise the end up on my 80 meter dipole, and I just came in to get me a Pepsi out and fix and go back out there. So, Dave and Dave, 73, y'all carry on.
Dave's not here.
Get that 80 meter dipole up and, check into the sideband net tonight, 7 o'clock, 3915.
How long than you have, Dave? They hear me all right, but I didn't have the end of it up. It's a 80-40 meter fan dipole, and I didn't have the ends up but about 5 feet off the ground. It was one of those hurry up and get on the air things, and I'm trying to get the, I got the apex up about 45 feet, so I'm trying to get the ends of it up, have it flat top instead of an inverted V. But I'm going to stay clear out of here now, because I got to get out there while the sun's shining. K4OIM, I'll be clear.
This is K4OIM, KV4CBA. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, 73, sir. And, I don't know, I get a look at my chart. Is general allowed on that one? I don't even know what my frequency coverage is anymore. I got to get a chart on the wall.
And general is allowed on that frequency. I don't know the extremes up and down right off the top of my head, but I think it's 3,800 is as low as you can go, and then I'm not sure. I think it's 4 is as high as you can go, if I'm not mistaken. So a lot of frequencies in there. And anyway, yeah, general's got a lot of privileges on the HF.
Yeah, I had, when I was driving the truck, I had my my Mark II G in the truck, and I was on 20 meters a lot with my screwdriver antenna. I haven't been on low bands in a while. I got to set something back up. Steve is all over me to get on low bands again. But I just got to find the time now that I'm working full time again.
KN4VWA?
Yeah.
He's usually all over it. Me about something too, so don't let him worry you too bad.
Oh, I don't know. No, Steve's a good egg. I got no issues with him. He breaks my horns a little bit here and there, but that's okay.
Talk about him. We've known each other since we were in high school together, so just really got back, hooked back up with him when he got back into ham radio, or when he got into ham radio. And boy, I tell you, when Steve gets into something, he gets into it. He he is really just gung-ho. So that's what I like about Steve. When he goes to do something, he don't do it halfway.
One thing, you know, I do the same thing. You know, I mean, I kind of dropped the ball. I bought a tower from him a couple of months ago. I'm slowly working on it, you know, cleaning it up and getting it ready to go. It just, you know, just kind of dropped the ball a little bit about putting it up.
Yeah, well, you know, if you need some help, holler, because I don't have a real strong back, but I can stand there and supervise. Oh, me. What was I going to tell you? Dadgummit. But anyway, yeah, I give Steve a hard time, and he gives it to me. He gives it right back. But he's a mess. He's probably listening. But anyway, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm in the garage, and I'm going to go inside and enjoy me some pizza.
Yeah, he's probably sandbagging us, so we'll hear about it later. Have a good evening, Dave. KB4CBA, KB2HXS. I'll be out of here.
Be careful going down to Greenwood, and I assume you're coming back. So have a safe trip, and we'll talk to you soon. 73's KB4CBA, clear.
Yeah, Yeah, I'll be on the ride home probably about 10:30, 11 o'clock, so probably be getting home right at midnight or dark 30, something like that. Have a good night. KB2HXS.